What we must do to be ready when Christ returns, December 6th. Live righteously and godly. We should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Titus 2:12-13. Oh, that our hearts may be deeply impressed with the importance of living holy lives, that the world may take knowledge of us that we have been with Jesus and have learned of Him. Christian worth does not depend upon brilliant talents, lofty birth, wonderful powers, but on a clean heart, a heart which purified and refined reflects the image of divinity. It is the presence of Him who gave His life for us that makes the soul beautiful. It is the men of prayer that are men of power. Do not allow trifling things to absorb your time and attention. Keep your mind on the glorious themes of the Word of God. A study of these themes will give you strength that will carry you through the trials and difficulties of the last days and bring you to where you will walk with Christ in white because you are worthy. In the Word of God, studied and obeyed, we possess a spiritual guide and instructor by which the worst forms of evil in ourselves may be brought under the discipline of His law. If the teachings of this Word were made the controlling influence in our lives, if mind and heart were brought under its restraining power, the evils that now exist in churches and in families would find no place. Upon converted households, the purest blessings would descend, and from these households an influence would go forth that would make God's people a power on the side of truth. Now is the time to watch and pray, to put away all self-indulgence, all pride, all selfishness. The precious moments that are now by many worse than wasted should be spent in meditation and prayer. On Christ's coronation day, He will not acknowledge as His any who bear spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but to His faithful ones He will give crowns of immortal glory.